WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be real, sometimes life throws us some curveballs, right? You know that feeling when negativity starts creeping in, those thoughts whispering doubts and anxieties. Well, I'm here to tell you that we don't have to be ruled by those pesky feelings. Today, we're diving into the ancient philosophy of Stoicism not because it sounds super serious, though it is kinda cool, but because it actually gives us practical tools to deal with negativity head-on. Imagine this. You're walking down the street in BAM. Someone spills their coffee all over you. Instant frustration, right? But what if instead of letting that spill ruin your day, you took a moment, breathe deep, and realize, hey, this is just an inconvenience. It doesn't define me. It doesn't change who I am. That's the power of Stoicism. It helps us separate our emotions from external events, allowing us to stay calm and collected even when things get messy. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you overcome negative thoughts and emotions like a total Stoic boss. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't drown in them. Ever feel like your emotions are taking the wheel? Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about recognizing them without letting them control you. Think of it like this. Feelings are passing clouds, they come and go. Acknowledge their presence, but don't let them block out the sun. 2. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, right? The weather, traffic jams, people's opinions, that stuff is out of our hands. But what we can control is how we react to those things. Stoicism encourages us to focus on our own thoughts, actions, and attitudes, the things within our circle of influence. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught in a spiral of negative thoughts? It's like your mind becomes a hamster wheel going nowhere fast. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate what we have. Taking a moment each day to reflect on the good things, big or small, can shift our perspective and boost our overall well-being. 5. Remember your mortality. This one might sound a little morbid, but hear me out. Recognizing our own finiteness can actually be incredibly liberating. It encourages us to live life to the fullest, focusing on what truly matters. Think of it like this. If we know our time is precious, wouldn't we want to spend it doing things that bring us joy and meaning? Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend walks into work after a disastrous morning. They spilled coffee on their new shirt, missed the bus, and got stuck in traffic. They're feeling completely overwhelmed, right? But then, they remember what we've been talking about today. They take a deep breath, acknowledge their frustration without letting it consume them. They focus on what they can control, their attitude, their actions, and decide to make the best of the situation. They even see the humor in it all. They realize that this one bad morning doesn't define them and that tomorrow is a fresh start. See? Stoicism isn't about being emotionless. It's about responding to life with wisdom, resilience, and a whole lot of grace. So, remember, when negativity strikes, don't let it knock you down. Take a moment, breathe deep, and apply these key takeaways. Remember your feelings, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and keep your mortality in perspective. And hey, if all else fails, just remember you've got this. I want to hear from you guys. Share your thoughts on how you overcome negative emotions in the comments below. What are some practical Stoic practices that have worked for you? Let's keep the conversation going and build a community of calm, confident individuals who aren't afraid to face life head on. And remember, if this episode resonated with you, be sure to hit subscribe and share it with your friends. Because together, we can create a world where everyone has the tools to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.